2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, banking in small business is always tricky. There seems to be so many different products out there, and everybody tells you they've got the best thing ever. But there's so many people who are so young, and you're not quite convinced that they actually know what they're talking about. Luckily, today we are joined by Tony Hunter and Denise Bouzanikas, who is the small business manager for the Joondalup branch of Bendigo Bank. Now, these guys have been around for quite some time, if you don't mind me saying. 20 years with the Commonwealth Bank, 16 years with Bendigo as the role of branch manager, 10 years as a manager of the York branch, then 3 years as a manager of the Perth branch before he moved to Joondalup. Tony, welcome. We've certainly got the experience that we need in the room.
Thank you very much, Jackie. It's a pleasure to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity to be part of the podcast today, and it's a great chance to speak to your audience.
Well, the thing is, though we'll know a little bit about you, you know that our audience isn't really interested in you as a person, don't you? I mean, as much as we'd love to get to know you, they're really interested in what the heck Bendigo Bank can do for them as small business owners, rather than perhaps these big fours which we'll whisper about quietly.
I can provide you a little bit of background on Bendigo Bank.
Sure.
We've been in the finance industry for more than 160 years. Initially as a building society and then became a bank in 1995. We're actually the fifth largest retail bank in Australia, and we have more than 1.6 million customers.
What's the difference between a building society and a bank?
Regulation mainly. There's different type of license.
You can still provide all of the same services and things which we would expect if we walked into any one of the big four.
Absolutely. Bendigo Bank has very similar products and services to all the other major banks, and we consider ourselves to be a really positive alternative to the big four. We have similar products and services, as I mentioned, but Bendigo Bank, we believe that we're an innovative bank. We always put our customers' interests first, and we think we're a really strong representation of what the community expects from a bank. We're a bank that basically feeds into prosperity for our customers and our communities rather than feeding off them.
Such an interesting way to put it. And it's not that we have problems with the big four, of course, because they have held the pillar of business for quite some time. But so many times you get frustrated with the services they provide. Maybe it's the structure that they have to work under. And the advantage of Bendigo, of course, is because you're so community focused, you've got that real flexibility in what you can offer. I don't know how many times you walk into a community event that's sponsored by Bendigo or supported by Bendigo, and it's everything from the little tackers who are running around like little pockets of people on a soccer ball versus playing perhaps the game more strategically.
Yeah.
Right through to some of our larger players, some of our larger community events. I mean, we're in Midland and Bendigo is everywhere.
Yeah.
Granted, they're not necessarily as many branches about as perhaps you might see from one of the big four banks. But you guys are everywhere and so involved in the community.
Yeah, that's true. To give you an example, since we've been a bank, we've given back more than $205 million to the community throughout Australia. I guess with the Royal Commission that's on at the moment, there definitely is a loss of consumer confidence in trust with the big four banks. Our latest marketing campaign is the Better Big Bank, and that's been designed to inform people that we're the fifth largest retail bank and we have the size and the capability to be able to deliver competitive banking products to customers, all the while continuing to service our customers at the highest possible level and also with very high rates of satisfaction. We believe that a successful customer creates a successful community and creates then a successful bank in that particular order. So look, if you're really strongly focused on the customer, the rest can generally look after itself. So yeah, we're really positive that we are a real alternative to the big four.
It's so interesting for you to hear you say that if you look after your customers first, everything else comes. Because that is the underlying principle of any small business. If we look after our customers first, then everything else works out. We listen to what they're asking us. We listen to what they're trying to tell us about what they need from us.
Yes.
So that's got to put Bendigo ahead of everybody else. The fact that you're actually listening and servicing what small business owners in your case, Denise, and everybody else actually needs.
Yeah.
What an unusual thing for a bank to do.
Yeah, our philosophy is if we have a strong focus on our customers, then we'll create successful customers, which will create a successful community and then possibly create a successful bank, like I mentioned before. So that philosophy works at every level.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I suppose when you're looking for small business owners, one of the key areas that Bendigo is focusing on, and as Tony said, we do have a full suite of products across the home loans and business products as well, which not a lot of people realise. But we don't have a 1300 call number for your business banking manager. If somebody needs to see a business banking manager, they can come into the branch and I'll be available, the same as Tony will be available, which is a kind of an old-fashioned thing to do, I think, these days as well, because you can't often walk into a branch and actually the person you're going to be dealing with is the person who will see you through from beginning to end, whatever it is that you require.
As a small business owner, I can walk into whichever branch of Bendigo is there, make an appointment or whatever else. I can actually sit down with you, discuss what I need, and as in a face-to-face, you can give me advice and it will just sort of kind of, that's what happens going forward?
Yes, absolutely.
No, I'm sorry, that'll never catch on. Never catch on.
That's... I know, it is a return to something that used to be done a long time ago where the branch manager did everything. Mm. And now it's changed so much that, and there are banks who have actually got their call centres offshore. So the furthest removed you can get from a face-to-face. But yes, Tony and I and Tony's branch staff are always available if you wanted to make an appointment, you needed a personal loan or you were looking at car finance or even as a small business owner, you did need more finance like a business loan to actually help you purchase a building or whatever it might be. Yeah, we will definitely be the people who will talk to you, learn what it is that you really need, then from the bank's perspective, what we need from you, and we'll take that deal through to fruition where you've got your money and you can go out and get your car or whatever it is that you need.
Can I just add, sorry to interrupt, but sometimes I think people who've been in the finance industry forget that customers aren't always aware of how the process works. You know, if you're buying a home or buying a business.
I just like to be able to talk to the same person twice.
Yeah. What I'd like to be able to let our listeners know is that when you're looking at the possibility of finance, then you would come and speak with myself or Denise and you speak right from the inquiry. I'm assisting you right through to the settlement. So there's no sort of handover to someone else to get you to sign the documents or if you've got any questions or queries. So I'm your point of contact from the very first contact to the completion after the settlement and then ongoing after that.
That's what we want, a bank manager who doesn't take holidays. Fantastic.
Well, what I'd like to be able to also point out is we have branch staff that can help you if I was unavailable. And I'm your contact. And if I was unavailable, then I'm sure one of my team would be able to help you.
And I think also the other point that Tony was making is that we're more than happy to discuss it in layman's terms. It is quite easy for financial people to talk in financial jargon, and we would make sure that you understand the full process of what's required right from the outset so that you're fully conversant. For example, buying a home, and especially these days, even for a first homeowner, it's a very daunting path sometimes because it's all very well to own your own first home. But the process that you go through, it's really great to have one person who's telling you what happens next, some of the benefits that you can get, some of the things that are available, like rebates for first homeowners. Why you need a settlement agent is a question that people don't understand. What's a settlement agent do? And really having that person, whereas quite a lot of young people are going through brokers who will just go out and find a bank for them with the best home loan rate and then leave them to the mercy of the bank, who will have six different departments and here's the keys to your home, but you've got no idea what you paid for, what fees. And in the end, yeah, happy to have your own, but confused and left with a bank who may not come back and help you again ever. So I guess where we've got that personalised service, Tony will always be the person. You always see his happy, smiling face when you walk into Joondalup.
Thanks, Denise.
We understand that not everybody knows how a loan works and, you know, to purchase something and borrow money to do that.
And they don't have to feel like a numpty asking the questions,
exactly,
obviously.
Exactly.
Like I said before, I've been in the industry for 36 years. I know it from start to finish. So I clearly understand that not everybody does, and that's why we're here.
And that's it, what do they say? Do what you love, outsource everything else?
Absolutely.
So I think people often traditionally go to a big four bank because they expect that these people have been around for a long time. They know everything. They're the biggest, so therefore they have the best rates. I'll get a better deal and all that sort of kind of thing. But Bendigo isn't as big as these guys, obviously, because you're not the big five, you're the big four. So what's the difference in there? Am I going to miss out on some great competitive advantage by coming to Bendigo?
Or the point of difference for Bendigo, we definitely have competitive products and competitive rates, but I think the service proposition is one of the most important. And as we were talking about the Royal Commission, there is definitely a mistrust, or should I say, a failing of confidence for the big four now, where the more stories that come out, and we're not going to go into any of them, but definitely being put in a position where you don't know who you can go to if you have a query in a big bank because that personalised service has been lacking. Bendigo clearly offers that in every branch that you would go into. They have a branch manager, they'll have an assistant branch manager in some cases who will be on a desk that you can, if you don't have a telling transaction to do, you can go and talk to the assistant manager and they can deal with other inquiries that you might have. But you will have that personal service where you feel comfortable walking into the branch, or you'll have a business manager that will give you their direct phone number and you can make an appointment or an email to catch up with that person and they will be able to do it.
I guess let's just address the elephant in the room. Are we competitive is basically what you're saying.
That was the question.
Honestly, we think we offer really competitive products, similar to the major bank, I guess. To give you an idea, we're happy to make a special offer to the District 32 members and their families and friends. With an owner-occupied home loan at 3.89% variable, this offer is valid until the 31st of December. And to give you an example, I know this might sound a little bit boring, but to give you an example, you can have up to six 100% free offset accounts with that. These offset accounts allow you to have expenses such as Splurge, Smile, Fire Extinguisher, Mojo, all 100% offset against your home loan.
I can have an account called a Fire Extinguisher.
You can name an account exactly what you want.
Nice.
I don't know whether some of your listeners might have read Scott Pape's book, Barefoot Investor. Yeah. So you can have all of those offset accounts, which are basically savings accounts for different types of savings,
yes,
all offset against your home loan.
So Scott recommends that one of the best ways is to compartmentalise your money into your dream accounts. So hence the reason for your splurge and your fire extinguisher and the other accounts that he calls them, is that you actually channel money into separate accounts. And it's a way of controlling your savings. So it's a very good point. But Bendigo also gives you the ability to have those five or six separate free accounts with your home loans as well.
So there are some terms and conditions about some of those facilities, but that's just an indication of how competitive we are. I just also want to mention that we're a very innovative bank. I'm not sure if you cast your mind back to the 80s. Bendigo Bank introduced Visa to Australia, and we also introduced the first mortgage offset account in 1990. So we're not only the fifth largest retail bank, we're a really innovative bank as well.
Can I ask a really silly question? What's an offset account?
Oh, beg your pardon. An offset account is an account that whatever funds are held in that account, and when you have a variable home loan rate, are 100% offset against the home loan. So every day, the computer calculates the balance of your offset account and equates that to being paid off your home loan.
Okay, so it's effectively money that I've put on my home loan, but I can take it back if I wanted to?
Absolutely. Yes. So
right.
It's in a savings account.
It's
as if it's paid off your home loan, but it's like a savings account sitting alongside your home loan.
Reducing the interest on your home.
Absolutely, 100%. So whatever's in your offset account, whilst you have a variable rate loan, is 100% offset every day. So if there's $100,000 owing on your home loan and $10,000 in your offset account, effectively you're only being charged interest on $90,000.
Good to know. Thank you.
But can I say one other thing about
you can say
our innovation?
Whatever you like, Tony.
Bendigo Bank offers Apple Pay, Google Pay, Android Pay, Garmin Pay, Fitbit Pay. So if you're out on your bike in your Lycra and you have your Fitbit on, no problem, you can pay for your coffee.
That's an awful lot of paying.
Yes, I know, but you can ask your colleagues or your fellow bike riders to pay you back using Pay ID, which basically is instantaneous payment back. So, yeah,
So effectively, I can shout coffee because I'm the one with a Fitbit thingy jiggy me.
Yeah.
And everybody else can just dump it back in my account.
Yeah. When they get home, they can transfer the funds to your account. And if you use Pay ID, then that will happen instantaneously.
That's pretty cool. Okay. So we've got a situation. We've got a bank which is super duper competitive. Lots of innovations, obviously leading the way in a number of areas which people weren't aware of, like the Visa cards and the 96 different ways of paying, be it by Google, Apple,
yeah.
Android bike, left sneaker, whatever, whatever that seems the new idea is. That would seem to mean that the fact that you don't see an awful lot of Bendigo branches around actually doesn't matter.
Yes, that's true. But we are well represented across the country. We have over 500 Bendigo Bank branches around the country and 45 of those branches in WA. Customers issued with a debit card on their account can use Tap and Go.
Because, of course, Bendigo brought Visa to Australia.
Yes, yes, we did bring Visa to Australia in the 80s. Also, I'm not sure whether everybody's aware of this, but earlier on this year, I think the major four big banks stopped charging people ATM fees. And therefore, our customers are able to use the big four ATMs at no cost.
So the big four finally did something useful.
Yes. There really is no excuse to not bank with Bendigo Bank.
Absolutely. Especially since we've got the small business options, home loan options, and all those sorts of kinds of ideas. So as a small business owner, how do I get started with Bendigo? If I'm currently banked with one of the big four, or you might be with one of the building societies, come and have a conversation with you? Is that the best
Absolutely.
Way to go?
Absolutely. I would ask them to consider whether they're getting everything they need from their current bank or whether there is a better big option like Bendigo Bank. I would like to have them set aside some time and sit down with myself and we can review their current financial situation. Maybe they're wanting to buy an owner-occupied home or even an investment property, or maybe just have a look at their current home loan package just to see whether it's right for them. I just want to reassure the listeners that if we don't think that we can save you some money, simplify your banking, or provide you with a better service than you currently got, then we'll let you know. We don't want you to just come with us just because to come with us. We want to be able to prove to you that we can do those three things for you.
Well, that sounds like a completely no-risk conversation.
Absolutely.
Do you buy the coffee?
There is no obligation. I will buy you a coffee if you come in and see me. But yeah, there is no obligation. And if you set aside that half an hour to come and see us, if we prove to you that the existing package that you're on is satisfactory, then you can put that to bed and put it in the bottom drawer and not worry about that for the next year or two. And if we prove to you that it may be not satisfactory and we might be able to do better for you, well, then we can start the process and help you all the way through that process.
That sounds completely sensible. Why wouldn't you have a look? I mean, we review everything else, don't we?
Absolutely.
We look at our phone accounts. We look at everything else we've got going on. It makes sense as a business owner to review.
Absolutely.
This.
And there is no obligation. We want to be able to help customers improve their wealth. And if it means moving to Bendigo Bank, great. If it means staying where you are, well, great too.
And that goes exactly the same for me with a business customer. Any small business that wants somebody to have a look, I have over 20 years experience in small business banking. So exactly the same as Tony said, take the time, sit down, tell me the things that are keeping you awake at night, and we can have a look and see if there's anything that Bendigo can do for you. It might help to solve those problems.
So best way to get hold of either one of you or both of you?
Call the Joondalup branch of Bendigo Bank on 089 3000 917. Or you could email me, tony.hunter@bendigoadelaide.com.au.
Bendigo Adelaide, that's yes. The important part. Bendigo yep. Adelaide, got it.
And denise.buzanikas@bendigoadelaide.com.au.
You better spell that because I know it's not how I wrote it down.
No, that's fine. And I think that we have some contact details on the D32 website as well.
Can you jump onto the Bendigo Bank and click to branch and click it that way? On the website, Bendigo website?
Yes, you can. And there's also a link to business specialists on the Bendigo website. So you'll find my name and my mobile number on there as well.
Fantastic. So not only are you responsible for bringing your Visa to Australia, and for all of us, we thank you. Definitely competitive, great rates, still customer focused. Customer comes first in with Bendigo rather than getting lost in the chain of people offshore. You can walk in the door, have a coffee and a conversation with you to see if you can help. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks, you, Jackie.
Thanks, Jackie, for the opportunity.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.